I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, it's Carson Kennedy. We are back on Tuesday, August 6, 2019. Annie's going to Bali. We're going to find out why my son Barrett owes my wife a lot of money. So we have a brand new What Did Barrett Say? Annie's upset about the break room and some funny stories about dropping kids off at college. I have an 8-year-old son. His name is Barrett. We have been recording him and playing him on the show for, 7 years now, Kennedy?
Since he started yapping.
Since we were trying to get him to say Kennedy or Carson or Zeus, anything other than mom first.
It's ruthless.
What Did Barrett Say? So he's found himself in a little bit of a pickle, Kennedy.
Yep.
Yeah. My wife has spent some money on the kid over the summer for some new things.
Like you do.
And he's lost all of these things.
Hi, Barrett.
Hi.
Why don't you read to me this list that you have here?
No.
Okay, seriously, read the list.
Fine. Hat and swim shirt, shorts, shoes, and flip-flops.
Hat, $24.95. Swim shirt, $24. Shorts, $15. Shoes, $30. And flip-flops.
I already found, so.
Oh, you found your flip-flops?
Yeah, so I didn't have to pay them.
So what are the other things on the list?
I lost them.
You lost all of these clothes just in the past month. Where are they?
You think I know? I'm the one who lost them.
Why did you write all this down?
Well, because I have to pay $93.95 off.
To who?
Mom.
Did you come up with this list with the prices?
No, she made me write this down.
And how are you going to pay that back?
$15 every week.
How much do you get for your...
$5. And I have to work up to $94.
So $5 for 1 week means $10 for 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Carson's doing math.
Do you know how many weeks it's going to take you to pay that all back?
Because 10. I don't.
10 times 5 would be 50.
That's 20 weeks. That's 20 flipping weeks. How do I do that?
That's like 5 months.
No.
Oh. There's so much to unpack here.
That's 20 flipping weeks, he just said.
The exasperation in his voice at the end. He just is like,
So she made him an itemized list.
Well, she made him write out the itemized list.
Well, things he lost, and then how much they cost.
Yes.
And then you add that up.
That is exactly.
I have questions. How do you lose these things? If you go swimming, how do you not come home with them? And if you, like, doesn't one of your friends be like, oh, I've got Barrett's swim shirt over
no
here?
No idea. I have no idea.
Or are they
idea.
Just sacrificed to the gods and
yeah,
you don't know where they go?
You have no idea where they are.
10 times 5 would be 50.
That's 20 weeks. That's 20 flipping weeks. How do I do that?
That's an FCC
That's like
fine if you're right.
I mean to tell
months.
You. Where did he learn that word?
Oh, flipping way I'm doing it. Nope, I can't do that. I can't do it. I actually can do it. There's no way. 20 weeks to make $94. I already have $94. Why can't I just use that money?
You have $94?
I don't have
$94. Yeah.
Where?
In my bank account. You gave me 50, and I'm 70, so.
But that's your savings. You can't spend your savings. You're saving that for down the road.
This is the worst.
Is there a lesson you've learned from all this?
What do you think? Yes, I have to spend $94 on clothes again.
What is the lesson you've learned?
Not to lose my clothes.
Did I ever tell you how I lost my clothes when I was in high school? My mom took me to the mall.
Yep.
She spent $150 on all these new clothes.
I know.
And then, so it was on like a Sunday, and school was starting on Monday. Yep. She took me out on Sunday. We did all the shopping at the mall. And then she's like, why don't we go see a movie? And I was like, that'd be awesome. So we went and saw a movie. We go home. I get up the next morning, first day of school. I think I was in like 9th or 10th grade. I go to get dressed and I'm going to put on my new jeans and my new shoes and my new shirt. And guess what's missing?
What?
All the new clothes. I had left them in the movie theater. Yeah, so after school, my mom called the movie theater, and guess what wasn't there?
What clothes did you wear?
I wore old clothes.
Were they nice?
Yeah, I mean, but they were old clothes. They weren't new school clothes. And when we called the movie theater, they were all gone. So I had to pay my mom back the $150 for
so
the
clothes. You had to do about like 30 weeks.
Well, I was a little bit older than you. And so my allowance was a little bit more. But it took me 2 months.
I have to do 3 to 4 months.
You have to do like 5 months, actually. Maybe next time, don't lose all the clothes.
Can I get like $10 every week? I mean, that would make it way better.
I gotta go to bed. I love you.
Like, yeah. This is great.
The hustle.
I think I'm more concerned with his use of flippin' than I am anything else.
I've never heard him so exasperated.
I mean, no, really.
He said it twice.
He is over you for sure.
And yep. Using it effectively as that word.
He's like, get that out of my face, old man. Yeah. This is the time to record.
I already have the money. Dad's in my crisis. Savings. And savings is for emergencies.
I don't want to hear about your dumb story.
Oh,
man, Lana does not play, though.
No.
I would not want to be on the end of her chain gang.
No flipping way, man.
No flipping way.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie is going to Bali.
Yes.
Congratulations. That sounds like fun.
Thank you. You want to pay for it?
How much does an airline ticket to Bali cost, Kennedy?
All the dollars.
Yeah.
A lot.
Have you looked up the price?
A little, but it's way too far in advance for me to even look at those dates, so I can't, but I'm going to guess it's upwards of...
There's no way it's under a grand.
Yeah, no.
One quick question.
Yeah.
Where the hell is Bali?
Indonesia.
On the other side of the planet.
Oh.
Why are you going to Bali, Annie?
So my best friend from college moved to Perth, Australia. She had met her boyfriend senior year of high school on a cruise, like the best love story ever. They fell in love, did long distance, and she became an Australian citizen.
Wow.
Like they're everything to me. I adore him. He's like me in a boy form. It's just amazing.
You're you in a boy form.
I know, you're right, Kennedy.
I wasn't going to say it.
Beat me to it.
Well,
Kennedy.
He's me and an Australian boy, okay? Let's just go with that. So... She calls me the other day, or calls me in May, I should say, and tells me they got engaged, which is just crazy to me because, like, I just can't imagine being engaged right now. But, of course, I'm so happy. And then I'm like, okay, so the wedding, what is she going to do? Her parents still live in Tampa. So I was like, maybe she'll do one in Australia and one in Tampa, you know, for her American friends.
Right.
So then she calls me a couple days ago, and she's like, the wedding is going to be in Bali. And I'm like, okay.
Destination weddings, they get you.
Yeah, and this isn't a destination to like, you know, Orlando, Florida.
Or Hampton Beach.
Or even like maybe,
those are not destination weddings.
Maybe down the Cape. A little bit of that.
Even
Bahamas. Even Bahamas. What's that, like a 4-hour flight?
Martha's Vineyard, maybe?
Yeah, so it's in Bali. And at first, I was kind of freaking out because it's in a date where I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to take off the time, nor would I ever be able to afford it. I'm going to have to really go to the Coinstar a lot. And
you got two kidneys. You don't need both.
Dan, you're right. That's a great idea. But then she sends me this, and I just
Hi,
can't.
Annie. It's me. I didn't know how to do this, but I thought this was probably the best, most personable way to do something like this. We've known each other since we were probably sophomore year in college. You embraced me and your friends embraced me into their group. I was like a lonely little kitty cat running around because I had such awful friends, and you just embraced me and let me be in your friend group, and it was the best thing that I could have happened to me in college. We've been through so much together, even though we've not known each other for that long, and we haven't seen each other in so long. We still mean the world to Mark and I. I couldn't think of anyone else to be standing next to me when Mark and I get married in Bali, and I really would love for you to be my bridesmaid in Bali next year. If you'd be able to come, that would be amazing, because I couldn't think of anyone else being there by my side. I love you, and yeah, we'll speak soon.
My favorite part about her is she's from Jersey, so she still has a little bit of a Jersey accent when she says awful.
It's so interesting because it's half Australian, and then she goes a long time.
I called her yesterday. I go, we're not losing the Jersey. I'm bringing you a juicy jumpsuit when I'm coming to Bali. So.
Yeah, that Mark sounded real Australian. Mark.
Well,
yeah.
Wow.
But
Annie.
Now you have to go.
But this is my first time being a bridesmaid, and I would never, ever forgive myself if I didn't go. Like, mm-hmm. she's one of the most important people in my life, and I got really lucky with friends in college, but mm-hmm. she's one of the ones that, like, she'll be there till the end. Mm-hmm. So we're going Bali.
All right. Wow. Let's
go. Now, I know that time of year is a little bit tough for us to get off for vacation. Have you talked to Sal?
I did.
And what did he say?
Sal is just such a great man.
Okay.
And
he is. Why are you laughing?
Because I feel like this is a setup to something.
So I thought it was going to be when I first got into his office. I was like, so ipso facto, can I go to Bali? No, but I was like, listen, this is something I wouldn't ask you if it wasn't important to me. And I know you don't like to make exceptions. And I totally understand, like, this is a very important.
Yeah, the spring and the fall, just a little behind the scenes stuff. We're not allowed to take vacations spring and fall.
I was like, but this is something I really cannot miss.
Exceptions have to be made. Rules are meant to be broken.
And, like, you guys know I'll be calling back the radio stations. Like, Annie International, let's go.
You'll be 12 hours ahead of us. No, you won't.
I'll try my best.
Annie, I'm going to give you one piece of advice. Turn off your phone before you leave the United States of America.
Right.
Ooh, them roaming
charts. You don't want that.
I'm going to be in Dubai on a layover being like, Kennedy, love Dubai. She's like, shut off your phone.
Oh, I'll tell you everywhere to go in the airport. I love that airport. Oof.
As a bridesmaid, do you get a plus one? Because I've never been to Bali, and it sounds lovely.
Dan, I will ask if you can come. I'll be like, listen, I know you don't know him, but he's a good time.
Yeah, destination weddings pretty much don't do Bali.
Just rain on that parade.
Oh, wow. That is fantastic.
Well, that's exciting,
Annie.
News, honey.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you. I can't wait to see the ugly dress she makes you wear.
She wouldn't, though. She would never.
You don't know that.
I really hope she doesn't. Kennedy, I don't look ugly in anything. Let's be honest.
That is a fact. Wow. That is a fact.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Annie came here all fired up this morning.
Well, I agree with her, so...
She's having an issue in the kitchen here at the radio station.
I just have a really big problem with lazy people. I've come to find that about myself. I just don't deal with them well because I don't understand it.
Okay.
So in the kitchen that we all share in this building, there's there's two, I guess. But this one is the one that everybody uses because it's the middle floor. People leave their dishes and their coffee mugs and their nasty things in the sink. And just wait. It's like someone magical. Their fairy godmother is going to come and clean them.
Like wet paper towels and a sponge that's still full of water.
Just coffee mugs that you can tell those beans have been in there. It's absolutely disgusting
and
mind-blowing
to me. Drop one off and pick one up. Like, well, I don't understand. I clean mine every day.
Who do they expect to wash them?
Okay, so I understand you're upset. Okay, and I hear what you're saying.
Okay.
But how can we fix this for you?
We can put a sign up in there that says your mama doesn't live here.
Okay, I like that
idea. Wash your own, you know
what. And maybe a picture of your mom?
No, because my mom would not come in here and wash them. Are you kidding me?
Oh, Lori Dow,
No. Absolutely not.
Maybe a picture of you pointing?
A picture of me, and I'll come around.
Right.
I'll go desk to desk in here, I don't care.
No, you don't have to do that. We just take a picture of you pointing.
And say, I'm watching.
Your mom doesn't live here.
I'm putting a video camera in there.
We don't have to do all that. I think just the sign. It seems like our company likes to put up funny little signs on the refrigerator every once in a while.
I don't know. The people downstairs, that's not us. We're never included in those things.
I'm just not sure if this is what they do at home, if they just were raised to not ever put a dish in the dishwasher or to never wash a dish.
I think they think the cleaning people will do it. And I don't think that that's what the cleaning people are supposed to
do.
No,
the cleaning people are lovely. They come in here and they vacuum and they try to keep this place as clean as possible with all these nasty human beings at work here.
Don't even get me started on things that get left on the table.
No.
Will you make a sign today?
Yes.
Okay.
Of just me staring?
No, I need. I will take the picture, and you have to be standing in the kitchen, angry, and just pointing right at and looking into their soul.
I want you
to
put away your dishes.
Yes, but I don't want to do that. That's nice.
What do you want to do?
Okay. I want to be mean.
Like double finger?
Salute. Wash your stuff. Or I'm coming for you.
I feel like that might be a little much for Intercom Boston, but I do like where you're at.
Yeah, HR might get involved, the parent company.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I'll put Mix 104.1 over the double finger salute. You know what I'm saying? Like, we'll make it, we'll still like keep on brand.
Karsten Kennedy logo super.
Yes.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
I don't know why we have to put ourselves in the mix. It's just, you know, common courtesy for everyone who works here.
If you're one of these people, listen, I don't want to shame you. I do, actually. I want to know why. Why do you think this is okay?
You know what really grinds my gears? We have automatic lights here. People who turn them off. So I'm halfway in the bathroom before I realize the light's not even on.
You know what really grinds my gears?
What really grinds your gears?
People parking in the parking lot, not parking in between the lines.
Oh.
Carson, level petty.
Welcome to the family, Annie. Welcome
to
the family.
That's not petty. That's just asking people to be normal.
Just clean up. It's not nice, and it's gross. And don't even get me started about the fridge, Carson. Don't get me started.
Level petty.
Yeah, that fridge.
What's growing in there?
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
There's some audio from The Rock Kennedy, who is talking about his daughter starting college.
Yep.
And dropping her off and what that was like for him.
She's getting ready to go to college.
How do you feel about that?
Her going to college?
Yeah.
I feel great. Like, I'm excited about it. Yeah. Wait. You'd like to think, you know, since, and it's what girls do, they measure the men they meet in their life by their father. So mm-hmm. I'd like to think that whoever she brings home is just going to be a good quality person.
And if they're not?
And if not.
The people's elbow, people.
So that's what he's worried about, his daughter going to college, is who she's going to bring home?
Yeah, what?
Not the grades, not the
experience.
Not the social stuff, no. Nothing.
Can you imagine what it's going to be like the day I have to drop Barrett off at college?
Oh, you're going
to
be a
no,
mess.
No, I'll have to medicate you both.
Yeah.
I'm scared.
I feel like
you
cry when you drop them off at like second grade. Oh,
like that's the first day of school, you're a mess,
aren't you? Every day. Every year. every year. Yes.
What was it like when your dad dropped you off?
It's so funny because both of my parents came down to move me because I went down to school in Florida. And of course, you know, my sister went to UMass. My brother went to Worcester State. I was the one that was like, I'm going away. So, you know, they came down for a week. It was fine. They just made a vacation out of it. I was like, guys, you're ripping off the Band-Aid really, really slow. I need you to go home. I can't do it anymore.
Did they stay with you or did they just go have their own vacation?
No, my mom's best friend lived down there, so they stayed at her beach house. I barely saw them. They would like come and bop by, but I was like, just go.
Just go.
Please.
Let me go live my life.
Please. It's too much.
Yeah, my dad unloaded me pretty quick.
Oh, really? Just,
yeah. Good kid.
I didn't have that much.
Yeah.
You know, you've got like your comforter and your hot pot, which were still legal back then, and, you know, a little TV and maybe a milk crate. I feel like that's all I really had.
Yeah.
Of course, your prom pictures from college, from high school, which go in the garbage your first week of college. But yeah, he just up the stairs.
All right,
shook
gotta
hands
go.
With a couple people, and he's like, all right, see ya.
Well, you were in Iowa. If you went to college in South Florida, maybe you would have stuck around.
No, he's from Wisconsin. It was a 6-hour drive, son.
I know, and he wanted to get out of there as quickly as possible.
Hell yes. He's like, I'm already paying enough.
Yeah, right?
I'm leaving now.
You're
don't,
good.
Don't get C's.
Leah has a funny story about, I guess, her mother dropping her sister off at college. What happened, Leah?
So when my parents dropped my older sister off at college for the first time, my mom cried. But she didn't cry very hard until they went to the grocery store. And when they went to the grocery store, she saw a bag of the frozen burritos and cried because there was enough for everybody to have two instead of fighting over who was going to get the extra one then.
Oh.
So that made her remember that my sister was now gone, and it made her sad. And she started sobbing over a bag of frozen burritos.
That sounds like a win. Everybody gets two burritos.
My dad would call me and be like, it's so quiet here.
I bet.
Michael, I'm coming back.
Don't worry,
soon.
I'll be back.
And I'm never leaving.
He's still pining for those days. What do you think he spends 8 hours a day at the basketball court, Annie?
Like, so do you want to go get your master's or down back in Florida?
There's some nice schools in California here.
Alaska, totally for you.
Barbara is from Methuen, and I guess it's a story about her brother. What's your story, Barbara?
When my niece went to college for the first time last year, my brother is like the most sensitive person in the world. And this boy was weeping and sobbing. He handled it worse than my sister-in-law. It was ridiculous. She kept telling him, stop. Just stop. She'll be fine. I can't believe you're going up. Oh, my baby. It was horrible.
Thank you, Mark. Save that audio.
Right.
Because in about 8 years,
it's going to be you.
I feel like that's what I'm going to sound like.
Nah. Be like, right, bye, son. He'll just be going around the corner.
I was going to say, you don't think Barrett's going to go to school locally?
He's absolutely staying in state. Mm. You won't let him go out of state. You won't pay that tuition. No, sure. No,
stop. I'll just be happy if he gets into college, to be honest with you.
Being my son. He's your wife's son.
I was going to say, he's Lana's son.
she's pretty on him about all of that homework and whatnot.
Yeah.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.